Chapter 2.
Treated me like a criminal. Put me through all kinds of interviews. The boys, too. Child psychologists and God knows what all else. Trying about everything they could think of to get them to say something bad had happened to them. Sons of bitches. 3 months they were away from me. In a home at first, and then with a foster family. Danny said the home was awful, but the foster people were nice. I mean, all those years when I was drinking and drugging, and I managed to hang on to the boys, and then, when you're clean and sober and working hard and living right, they come in and just... your own government, you know?
Yeah, I know, Jesus smiles. Becky tries to, looking at him in that orange jumpsuit through her tears and red-rimmed eyes. She blows her nose into a paper towel again.
I'm gonna go see Chris next week.
Yeah? Tell the big guy I said hi.
Damn, he did such a good job losing all that weight. I hope he ain't piling it back on. I'd have gone sooner, but it's a bit of a trip, and I've been short on gas money. You know all our assets are still frozen?
Yeah. Listen, Becky, you know how Morgan sold his story to
that piece of shit? Why don't you do the same thing?
Are you nuts? Seriously, see what you can get. If you need money, get some money out of it.
What, and have them distort it all so you come out of it looking like some fucking madman and...
Becky, who cares?
It's just some bunch of shit in a newspaper.
Don't be hard on Morgan. He must have needed the cash.
Listen, no, Becky, listen to me. I want you to get hold of him somehow, and there's no way I'm ever speaking to...
Get hold of him and tell him that I said we're cool and that I love him.
Promise me, Bex.
Fuck.
Okay, I promise.
Good girl. A pause. Becky shredding that paper towel, not looking at him as she speaks.
Tell me something, JC. How come you and I never got together?
Huh?
You never made a pass at me.
Well, we're friends.
Come on. Even early on, when we hardly knew each other, you never made a move.
Well, you weren't in great shape then.
And the thing is, Bex, I liked you too much, you know?
He smiles at her.
And it was always going to end something like this. It wouldn't have been fair of me to get us involved.
There were the boys to think about, too.
It'd be harder on them if we'd been...
You think this isn't going to be hard on them anyway?
What have you told them?
I haven't said much to Miles. He just thinks you're going away. But Danny's old enough to read the papers.
He knows.
He hasn't said anything about it.
But he knows.
They're outside.
Outside? Why didn't you bring them in?
The whole time I've known you, I don't think I've ever had more than 5 minutes when it was just the two of us.
Can't a girl get some quality time?
They hold hands and sit quietly side by side on the bench. Tommy, the guard, keeping a discreet distance on the other side of the room, reading his paper under the big clock in a metal grill. The minutes ticking past, nearly done. He can feel Becky beside him, taking quick breaths, steeling herself, holding his hand a little tighter, working up to it. They're done with the catching up and the small talk. They're all caught up. Time for the big talk.
Aren't you scared?
Becky asks finally, her voice a tiny whisper.
No, Bex. But what? What if it's...
Her tears starting.
Shh, come on now.
Oh, God, I just can't stand to think of them hurting you. She breaks down properly, falling into his lap, her shoulders heaving with racking sobs. He folds himself around her, stroking her wet face, his blonde hair tumbling down over her. Becky, drinking in his smell, trying to inhale him right down into the center of her being, to keep a piece of him there forever. JC waits until she's got it under control a little, and then lifts her up to face him, her raw eyes and slick cheeks beautiful to him, even under those cold fluorescent strip lights.
"Listen, Becky, in the second it happens, everything that is me will be flashing across the universe, and I'll be home." "Oh, God, I so want that to be true."
"Shit, girl," Jesus says, laughing. "It's a good thing for you Dad doesn't give a fuck about who believes in him or not."
5 more minutes, folks," Tommy says softly.
"Okay, okay, okay." Becky dries her eyes and blows her nose one more time.
"I'll go get them.
Look, let's... yeah, we'll keep it light."